Emotional support, peacocks, turtles, and rabbits may be a thing of the past on airplanes. The U.S. Department of Transportation plans to tighten rules for service animals, as airlines have complained that some passengers are abusing the rules that let them bring animals other than service dogs on board. For more on this, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with travel industry analyst Henry Hartfelt. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So what are the new restrictions?
What the DOT is proposing, Rebecca, is putting the emotional support animals basically in the same category as service animals. It would limit them to being dogs. It would require that they be trained to the same standards as a service animal. And there would be other restrictions, such as ensuring the animal can fit under the seat in front of its handler or the passenger that owns it.
Okay, so the size restriction makes sense, but what if someone, you know, there are people who use little monkeys because they can do a lot of things that people without use of their arms can do.
The DOT and the airlines have recognized that, unfortunately, there are a lot of passengers who have simply abused the so-called emotional support animal privilege, really to get around paying to check the animal in the hold. And I understand why people don't want to put their pets in the baggage hold. But sometimes airplanes resemble zoos, and that's just not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I guess the flight attendants even had complained that there had been some injuries because of some of these animals who weren't trained properly.
That's correct. There have been injuries reported to passengers, to crew, health issues, hygiene issues, and more. A service animal is professionally trained. There's a limited number of breeds of dogs that are qualified to be service animals. The other thing that the DOT is going to say is we're taking all of the management away from the airlines. The DOT will issue the forms. The certification and standards come from the Department of Transportation. So there isn't airline-to-airline ambiguity or differences. It'll be standardized.
So will this hold up in court if somebody sues?
That's a good question. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't answer that.
And, you know, even with dogs, there are issues with folks on planes who are allergic to dogs and you know, have trouble when there's a dog on the flight.
And that's a fair point. My understanding is that the animals that are used as the breeds that are used as service animals are hypoallergenic. But how the DOT will handle this in terms of how they will certify the breeds is something that I think will come through the rulemaking process.
Do you think that it was pressure from the airlines or from passengers that made the Department of Transportation take this step?
I think the passengers complained to the airlines, and the airlines, or perhaps their trade group, went to the DOT and said, enough, we have to take action here.
All righty. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Appreciate it. That is travel industry analyst Henry Hartfelt.